Talks. Let's go to the business headlines now with Nicholas Poynton. Good morning, Nicholas.
Good morning, Corin.
We've got a big rally underway here, so it swings and roundabouts.
Yeah, it's I think there's going to be a theme in the coming weeks, and it's what we've seen in recent times as well. But yeah, Wall Street has rebounded overnight as investors snap up stocks that were beaten down during last week's big sell-off. Some of the notable names are Apple, JP Morgan, that's the bank JP Morgan, and some other banks as well. The Dow Jones is currently up 2%, the S&P 500 up 1.7%, and the NASDAQ is up 1.3%. Our local top 50 index stayed positive yesterday, closing up 49 points, just under 0.5% to 11,316. There was a notable 14% gain rather for the local drug maker AFT Pharmaceuticals, who's forecasting higher profit and is promising, or is hoping to pay its first dividends next year. The New Zealand dollar is up 1.1% to 64.6 US cents and 91 Australian.
Like a look at that Kiwi with the oil price, Nicholas, that'll help a little bit, won't it?
Yes, and also what we've been seeing has been a trend in recent weeks is that investors have been selling out of stocks and buying the US dollar. That's pushed the dollar index to a 20-year high. But analysts have really started to question whether the rally in the dollar has gone too far. So we've seen a bit of a sell down in US dollars and hence the increase in the value of our own currency to some degree.
Interesting. All right, very good. Now, what's in your main bulletin this morning?
Well, homeowners are going to start to feel the pinch with the Reserve Bank expected to raise interest rates by about 50 basis points tomorrow. We're also going to hear from Tourism Holdings, who say that their recovery from the pandemic is gaining momentum. And sticking with the pandemic, it turns out it's not the best time to be trying to sell a mall. All that and the latest from the markets just after 10 to 7.
Very good. Thank you very much, Nicholas Poynton there with your business update.